Good morning, America. Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 343, I believe.
343.
Welcome, my special, very special guest, Deltrice.
Hello.
For those of you that have been around since forever, you remember probably I did an episode with her a long, long time ago, like literally 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here we are again. There's a lot of new stuff, new updates for y'all. I haven't seen you myself in hella long. I don't go nowhere.
Right. So no, it has. It's been way too long.
It's been forever.
Yes.
Yeah. We've known each other since, I think, 2010. I was trying to do some math. Mm-hmm. 2009, 2010. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't remember how we met.
I do.
This is like a common theme for me.
Right.
What happened? Can you tell me?
We met. We were at a party. I can't even say we met, like ever properly met. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think it
we were just
like,
around.
Yeah, and it clicked. But I remember the first time I seen you, it was at a party, and you was with your baby father.
Okay. I'm all with you.
You was with the buzz dad.
Okay,
Yeah, and it was, I mean, yeah, that's how we met, though. It was funny because I think they thought they
maybe air lounge-ish?
Air lounge-ish. Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he thought we would have some kind of conflict. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, he wished.
Nah, but we definitely clicked after that. I don't know. It's like we end up getting into in contact. And I don't know if what it was about. I think some bitch had our names and name or something like that. And then we just, it was just kind of a click up since then. Yeah.
And the rest is history. Yeah, that's crazy. That was like MySpace days, I think.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, there wasn't any other platforms. Because I wasn't on no Facebook or nothing at that time.
No.
That was MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace
era.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Yes.
I used to host parties around back then.
Yeah,
Air
we
Lounge
was outside.
Yeah, like often. Yeah. Now I'm like, if I go out, I need like 2, maybe 3 days to fully recover. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's sad.
Just catching that. Yeah. How was your week? How'd your week start off?
My week has been hectic a little bit. I'm planning a party, so that's always something.
It's a birthday girl. Mm-hmm. It's a celebration.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, there's always a bump in the road that you have to, like,
you
got to
kind of expect
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah.
So, but everything is coming out smooth. Like, I've been, like, what's different now about me is I just try to, like, not trip off what's out of my control.
For sure.
I can control it, I know I'm going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, if I could stay in that mindset, then you feel what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Other than that, I lost one of my cousins this week. She was my mom's first cousin. She passed away suddenly. So then you get those news.
I'm so sorry.
You know, we get those left and right. But
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've been okay, though. I'm maintaining.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Got to.
Mm-hmm.
Today is, like, St. Patrick's Day.
I guess.
I didn't know, and I felt guilty because I took Peas to school, my youngest, and she's in TK, and we go to line up, and everybody's in green. And I was like, oh, you only have on pink and gray. So I felt guilty immediately. The teacher comes out with the leprechaun hat on and all the shit, and I'm like, oh, my God, she's the only one not wearing green.
Mm-hmm.
So I left her school, ran to the grocery store. There's, like, no other stores over where her school is at. I found some scrunchies.
Mm-hmm.
I found a green scrunchie, and I found a green little, like, clover Care Bear that she could clip on her pants or her backpack
or
something.
So she has some green on?
Yes. Like, don't pinch my baby.
Right.
So
Didn't they used to send announcements home for that?
They sent emails, but
yeah,
I didn't get,
though.
Like, the flyers were about different shit.
It
wasn't about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was unprepared.
I would have been the same way.
But I, like, snuck in, you know, and put the scrunchie in her hair and whatever. They ended up making, like, crowns and stuff, so it was fine. But that's not nothing I celebrate anyway,
so
I don't keep up with that. I'm not Irish.
And that's crazy because it's so close to my birthday. I always forget, and then I'll be like, oh, it is like
does the date change?
I don't know. I kind of feel like
I have
it
no clue.
I don't even know. Don't give me the lying shit.
Because I'll tell a whole story thinking it does. Yes, like real. Easter. Like I feel like, I don't know though, but it's not nothing I ever celebrated. Mm-mm. And this year at my big grown age, I found out that St. Patrick is like praised and all this celebrated or whatever for driving the snakes out of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And then it was explained that due to the climate, snakes didn't even live in Ireland. They were talking about a form of indigenous people that they were referring to because of their skin type. Okay. And so that's what was really going on. Right, and I'm like, even more reason to not give a fuck about this shit. So, yeah, that was enlightening.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. She had fun, and I guess that's like all that matters.
Like that for the babies. Like,
the little littles, Other than that, I don't know. I handled some business. Yesterday, I got a lot of errands done. I went thrifting for the first time in a long time. I've been under, like, a lot of stress. And so I was like, let me just do this for myself. Like, see if I find anything cute. I didn't find anything great. I got, like, a couple shirts. But I was hoping to find, like, antique, like, cool pieces. Antiques or something. No, not even any vintage clothes.
Yeah.
Like, the shit was kind of ran through. Hmm. But, Lev, I want to ask everyone to please continue to keep Lev in your prayers. Yes. If you do that kind of thing, if not, please put out good vibes, positive energy, all that type of stuff. He's having a major surgery tomorrow, and that's been very heavy on me. And, you know, I'm just praying that it goes as smooth as possible. You know, it was unexpected and it's scary. You know, surgery is scary anyway. Mm-hmm. So I just want that to go.
Prayers up to live.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. The voice. We need to talk about the voice. The have a voice. Like, when you would sing happy birthday, regardless to whoever it is, it would bring me to tears. I'm big on energy. Mm-hmm. I feel I'm very sensitive to energies and like the energy that you emit when you sing. Like this might sound a little dramatic, but if you've been in her presence, you know what I'm talking about. You know it's not being dramatic.
Right.
But yeah, you're just one of those voices that you feel.
Thank you.
And yeah, it's kind of a brag to be able to say that, like, yeah, I know her. That's sis. Like, you know, that's...
Not the brag. No, she definitely is a crier. And she's not a crier.
Yeah.
So, dude, I remember when I first seen her in public crying because I was singing. And it wasn't even a sad song. Like, she said it could be happy birthday.
Yeah.
And but she, like, emotionally, like, so, no, I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
it's definitely a voice that you feel.
I think that's important, though, especially in this day of music.
For sure.
A voice that you can feel, a voice that resonates, acapella, a voice that moves you.
Like,
you
know what I'm saying? No edits, like, no enhancements, just, you know.
Thank you,
You're also an amazing writer. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if everybody knows that. You're not just a voice. Like, you're a writer and you're a really fast writer. Yeah. I remember sitting in with you on sessions and being amazed by how quickly you write. And it's not, like, just no quick thrown together. It's, like, very much impressive.
Thank you. Thank
like, you. Yeah, you really are talented musically. And you've come from a musical family or no?
I do. I come from church.
Yeah.
You know that? I come from a church background. So my mom was a head choir director. So, like, you know, taught music. So basically.
Did she have you singing as a little baby?
Yeah, like since I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
My dad was also a great vocalist and played, you know, played music.
Yeah.
My brother think he could sing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I definitely come from that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I grew up under real singers.
Strong,
like, real
background. Yeah. I love that. You have a really great reputation. You know, you've worked with so many amazing artists also. Mm-hmm. And people always hold you in a really high regard and speak great about you.
Do they?
They absolutely do. Yeah, they do. For sure. Anytime your name comes up, I've never heard anyone... downplay your abilities, or it's always like hyping you up always. And I could be in rooms where people don't even know that we know each other.
Right.
And I like it like that, because then I can see what people really say.
Right. Right.
And that they're not like trying to put
impress
on for
you
me.
Or put on.
Yeah.
For you,
yeah.
Tell
yeah
me.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's always been amazing things said about you.
I appreciate that. I'll be needing to know that, because I'll be feeling like the villain.
I think we all need reassurance sometimes, uh-huh. like in our craft and stuff, mm-hmm. and things that, you know, we take seriously.
Yeah.
And yeah, you earned the title for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only woman that has had a Tonight Show with DJ Fresh,
yes.
who is family to both of us.
Right,
and
right.
who I thank for even having a career today. Like,
because he called me and he said, hey, call that. Do you remember that? Do you even know it was that he said? Mm-hmm. Call Pat, like, you feel what
to
I'm saying?
Convince
like,
me?
Get Pat to hear what I'm saying. Like, and I was like, she hears you. Like,
when I didn't even know what podcasts were.
Yeah.
When he got, you know, he learned about it early, like mm-hmm. he does a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And he approached me about it, and I was like, what is that? Like, mm-hmm. is that radio? Mm-hmm. What is that? And he was like, no, like, it's the next thing. It's going to be the next big thing. Just trust me. Just trust me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, like, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
But he pressed me about it, and I'm not gonna lie, I blew him off for a really long time, because mm-hmm. I just didn't understand what it was. But he saw the vision and pushed me, and I never knew he
and that's
told
what,
you.
And that's kind of how, that's what Fresh was, because I didn't necessarily know Fresh when I got my Tonight Show. I knew who DJ Fresh was,
yeah.
but I didn't have a personal relationship with him. But he seen something, like, immediately I was doing hooks for Phil. That's mm-hmm. how I recorded a hook at Hyro Studio.
I was gonna say, that's where I mm-hmm. met him, was mm-hmm. the Hyro Lab.
I was at the Hyro Lab
when he had that blue scraper.
Yeah, exactly. And I performed. Yeah, I did a hook for Phil, and then after that he was like, we gotta do like a whole like album. And I'm thinking he just mean like work with me, but he was like, no, like a Tonight
like your
show.
Own like, yeah, like not so like, as a feature go. Like your own
mm-hmm. And then that was another yeah. thing that he loved, because just like me, he quick, so like he's a feeling artist, like, and that's so we would just bounce off each other like that, and he'd mm-hmm. be like, God, like, we just did that whole, you know, two songs, like an hour and 15 minutes. Like, people, when you say that, they think that shit is unreal, but like, that shit is, you know, that shit is, like, it's real for us.
I never knew that it was possible, at least not to the quality level mm-hmm. that you guys create. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought maybe a hook you could come up with something that quick, but, like, for a whole song, like, mm-hmm. it's, yeah. It
was, for me, I don't do forced music, so if it don't come quick to me, then I mean, I'm not
for you.
Sing that, or that ain't what it is that day. I don't feel that day. So
yeah,
because it's feeling it, I already hear what the beat saying. I hear it. I feel it. I know yeah. where we going. So it's like, it's
do you ever walk away from like a track? And
rarely, and if I do, it's only because like I don't have a session at that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm real. Like, a lot of the times I'll write a verse and a hook, And I'll just stop there. And when I go to the lab, I can freestyle my second, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My second verse, my everything else, my arrangements and things like that. So I rarely walk away from it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fresh sees something in people early. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him do it with a lot of people. And mm-hmm. so I'm kind of flattered, you know, that he
for
saw
sure.
something like it, that in me, and he
flattering.
Definitely was so juiced about you, and he be on point. Like,
yeah, we doing a Tonight Show too. Like, I just
a part two.
A part two. Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be great.
Yeah. So, you know, he been moving so much, but like yeah. he been throwing me the beats and
good.
Go to the studio whenever I want to. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, good. So. I want to try to get him in here too,
yeah.
so we can kind of. Do a refresher,
yeah,
talk about
yeah.
what we've all been up to and
for
stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. So Deltrice is mm-hmm. the most popular known name that I hear, mm-hmm. But you've also gone by The Voice mm-hmm. and Bella.
Bella.
So the transition, what inspired that?
Bella. Bella, for me, I started rapping. I was doing freestyles. Bella was a playful name that I had been called as far as beautiful. Like,
yeah.
somebody told me that, and that stuck to
it
me,
stuck.
And it felt like something for me. But when I would rap, I feel like Bella is a little more unapologetic. She's not R&B. Even though, you know, my R&B is not the regular love song R&B anyways all the time. But you know what I'm saying? Bella is just, when you rap, you could be all the way, you feel what I'm saying? So that's what Bella really is
to me. A little more aggressive.
Yeah, so like, I it's funny. I rarely hear, when I'm out now, I don't hear Deltrice. So
really?
If I hear Deltrice, I know.
It's like an old somebody school. That knows. It's like a MySpace for real. Like,
it's a person. It's like, I'll hear the voice and I'll hear Bella. Like, but Bella now, like, this.
So that's your current name.
Like, Bella. Yeah. Like, yeah. But I still be like, it still will say, you know what I'm saying? Bella or Deltree. Like, it's, my name is there. Like, even in my album, I just did a whole rap album. So, like, that was, and it said, Bella, Can We Talk? Like, it was called Can We Talk? Mm-hmm. But I still refer to myself as Trees and da 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 because I'm just I'm all of them. It's like Beyonce to Sasha Fierce.
It's interchangeable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The music Bay Area music industry.
Right.
It's very much male dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you get the respect you deserve in Bay Area music industry?
In my face. That's why when facts. You said, when you in rooms and you hear my name and it's spoken so well, that's like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm a mention your name in a room you not in kind of person. You feel what I'm saying? I don't feel like that all the way happens. Do I get respect? Yeah, because I demand respect.
Right.
And I do what I do and nobody could discredit what I do, Pat. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you said, I'm not janky. I'm not snaky. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm none of the above. So. But I feel like accolade-wise, not really. Like, you feel me? Like I said, when they in my face, they telling me everything that they probably could be telling Gazi. Yeah. Or you know what I'm saying? Like, true. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not too many artists out here that I can't go to and get the regular favor. And I'm not saying it's, I don't take it lightly when I could get a hook or I can get a verse. But I rarely do that. If you even listen to my albums, I got real minimum features. My rap album got one person, like Rich Rocker. Like, that's just, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's all I wanted. But, like, I know I'm loved. I know I'm admired by the people, for sure.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But by my peers, I would say some of them could do better because I give love, but
right.
Like recently I went somewhere and I was supposed to go on stage. I was supposed to sing. Now I don't know whose event, I don't know if who event this was, who they were celebrating was aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
But even that person said, I think I'm going to pull you up. Like, you feel what I'm saying? But even in my mind, I'm like, I'm here for to be pulled.
That's why I'm
like,
here.
That's why I'm here. You feel what I'm saying? But it was like, and it was a lot of dope singers.
Yeah.
But I felt like I'm singled out because they feel like I'm just go up there and do what I do. Like, and where that could be celebrated. And I'm not trying, you know, I'm not trying to be weird, Pat, but it just be like, what's up? Like, you feel what I'm saying? A lot of these show lineups and things, like, they just, I don't feel like I am as involved as they could have me. And I just, and I take it slightly personal. And that's why I go as hard as I do for myself.
Yeah.
And appreciate the people that do, you know, give love and give real respect and shit like that. Because don't get me wrong, I got some industry, you know, they're like loved ones that have turned into family. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like everybody could do more. I feel like that's just the Bay in general, though.
It is. That's where everybody be like, going.
Oh, and if you say something and you're not humble and then you don't, I mean, fuck all that. I've been here long enough to say whatever the fuck I need to say.
You're in a place where you don't really need to be humble.
Yeah. So I'm not up next. I'm here. And exactly. This is what I'm talking about.
Been here, though. Yeah. I kind of feel like here, there's a lot of competition and I feel like there's not enough sharing the light with others because people are so, I don't want to use the word desperate, but that's what's coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
people want to hog the shine for themselves, and they want, they're so stuck on keeping it, whatever little shine they got, like they feel like it's going to dim their light to share it with somebody else. And, you know, that's not true. Like we hear so many people say, like, it's not going to dim your light to bring other people with, you know, like,
because if you feel that way, then you're not confident in your gifting.
It gives insecurity.
Because why we can't both be dope on the same platform, on the same stage. So it's like, I'm not never scared. Like, come on, let's do it. Because only thing you're going to do is drive me to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's supposed to be an energy exchange. Like, drive me to go harder. That's what you, look at One Umbrella right now.
Right.
All them is singular artists that could have been on I Don't Want Them, but they all raw. You don't forget nobody's verse because everybody is equally... No one's outshining anyone there. It's a, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful, good look. So. Yeah.
There should be more of that. And I feel like it shouldn't have took that long for something like that to be put together. But it's also not too late for other people to continue that energy. And I think there's so many talented people here. I would like to see more of that. I would also just like to see more women in these spaces. Like, and... you know, on these lineups and on these shows. And it's so rare to see women at all.
We got to stop being catty as females. It got to, like, it's just like you said, we all from this place. So everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, we grown, you know what I'm saying? The people I want to work with, we grown, you know what I'm saying? We should all be able to celebrate each other. Females don't even know how to get along long enough to do that. But I mean, like, I So Vicious, Matt Kitty, like Chrissy Cole, like them my girls. A1 Yola, like them, you know what I'm saying? Them is my girls. Them is genuine females that I know got love for me and want me to win. So that'd be easy. You feel me? I'm saying, but I don't got no time for no goofy bras pass. So I just, like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some of them I'd be like, I'm gonna just let it just stay at a hello. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not a competition. This is a solo race for everyone.
It shouldn't be looked at it that way from anybody here. Yeah. Everybody should be trying to build each other up. And that part makes me sad because I feel like everybody misses out on a lot of good talent because of the weird politics and the weird shit that goes on here that like prevents people from getting the shine that they should have.
Man, a bitch would be mad because her baby daddy put a heart under your picture and you don't even know that nigga. Like,
right. It's issues that have nothing to do with music, you know? It'd be the pettiest shit. Also, I'm trying to think how I want to word this. Women in general, like, you know, like I said, like the shine is not shared, but also, like, these artists are the first ones that call you when they want, like, a hook or like immediate phone
a
call,
a funeral. They
oh yeah, 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 funeral, I didn't even think about that. Hook, a celebration,
barely a celebration, some sad shit I'm definitely getting called for. But almost every time. I told somebody that one day, though. I said, you know, y'all could call me to celebrate too.
Fact.
Like, if I'm great enough to send your nana home, nigga, I'm good enough to sing at your party.
Yeah, don't be threatened at my party if you want me there for nana.
You,
like,
feel what
yeah
I'm saying? I'm no, just saying, you're right. Real shit. You're yeah right. Yeah, they will call, though. They do call.
Yeah,
because I don't know. My Willie Joe used to tell me, stop being accessible to these niggas. Like, you feel what I'm saying? A lot of the things that people gave me, you know, the Mitchie Slicks, the Willie Joes, you know, people, the DJ Freshes, like, the game that they gave me, like, I just keep it, and it reiterates to me all the time as years pass. So it's just like, now I am a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? You definitely got to pass no more of that cis shit, like, unless you really just, bruh, and if you, bruh, then I hear from you on a regular, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But,
like, now it's like, because, like, you show love and a motherfucker forget. Every time.
Yeah.
So at least if you forget, nigga, I got paid for it.
Right. So, yeah, moving forward.
Right.
You got to look out for you at the end of the day. This is kind of off of that, but what's something about this music industry that would piss people off if you said it out loud?
78% of these niggas actors.
Valid.
Niggas competing with females now.
Yeah, I was gonna kind of expand on that a little bit.
It's pretend as fuck.
Yeah,
that's what they were saying. That's just in general, and I know because I've seen it and I've witnessed it.
You know that feeling when you're out of town at an event or something, a party, a club, whatever, like in another state, and you mm-hmm. run into Bay Area people and you have that excitement and mm-hmm. you're like, we're from the same place, you mm-hmm. know? And so it's mm-hmm. all love. It's like right, super right. turned up love.
Yeah.
Somehow people need to harvest that energy and have it while we're still here, right. you know, like here. Like right. we don't have to be in Houston or Vegas or whatever to feel to that excited. Camaraderie.
Right.
There needs to be more camaraderie.
For sure.
Not just when we're out of town and like you run into a familiar face mm-hmm. and like mm-hmm. I feel like that's when you get the most excitement and like love from mm-hmm. people. And but here it's like very dry and yeah. like I'm just going to sit in my ego when I'm yeah. home. But if yeah. I see you out of town, it's like I'm going to hit a cartwheel when I see you, you know?
For
like,
sure. And that's like, that goes back to people are so comfortable with your presence.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Access.
Got to be stingy. Mm-hmm. Got to start being stingy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. For sure. Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, we went to Vegas before mm-hmm. together, mm-hmm. and that was fun.
I used to live there for a minute.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we spent some time in Vegas together.
Yes, we did.
We were out there with Hype before.
Uh-huh. Shout out
the Crip.
Hype.
Shout out the Crip.
It's my breath.
Yeah, he's doing
Hype
good.
I seen Hype maybe a year. Maybe about a year ago, I seen Hype.
Yeah, he looks
that's
good.
That's my nigga. Yeah. I love Hype. You know, that's my dog.
Forever. There's a furry convention coming up in Vegas next month. And I was like, do I want to go just for the plot, just to see what it's like? Are you familiar with furries?
Wait, hold on, because I am, though. Because, you know, I be, like, watching shit and I get stuck into it.
Yeah.
So I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I seen this young girl and she was making an outfit. So like a furry is when you damn near dressing up as a stuffed animal, damn near, or a character that you create and has a whole story, damn near, right?
Yes.
Is that what a furry
yes.
is? So
like a lot of money goes into those costumes.
Oh yeah, I seen
like
it.
They're
like,
elaborate.
It took her hella long. Yeah. It was beautiful fur, yes. the detail. She
the
had
colors.
Me wanting to be furry for a minute, but I just don't know how long I would be able to be furry at the convention.
Do they have AC inside of the machine? I mean, the costumes, like, is there a device? Yeah, I'm curious about that.
In Vegas?
There's also a kink with the furries.
Okay, so furry kink, some freaky furs.
That some freaky furs. That's okay. what I want to learn more about. That's okay. what I would want to go I, for. Because it's not just to display it. It's like they get horny from the furries.
I see what you said.
Let me see.
So you need a costume then.
I don't. Well, I think I could just be like a spectator.
Yeah.
I don't want to participate, but like the way it's explained, okay, furries would experience both sexual attraction mm-hmm. to anthropomorphic animals, so I believe that's like the Chuck E. Cheese, like the
okay, right.
And sexual arousal by fantasizing about being anthropomorphic animals. I hope I'm saying that
mm-hmm,
word right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they often change their appearance and behavior to become more like anthropomorphic animals.
Right. So if you're a turtle, you moving slow. Oh, well, that ain't a furry, but if you're a cool,
I mean,
if
maybe.
If you're a cat, you purring and shit. And if you.
Right?
If
you're, or like, okay. maybe you're a puppy.
Or maybe you're a puppy and you're panting.
Yeah. I'm very curious because I'm fat. The community is so huge.
Okay.
It's so huge.
I seen it. Because she was making her costume. Well, I don't know how many kinky, freaky furs was in there.
Yeah.
But she was making a costume, and it was huge. It was a big convention.
Yeah.
So I see it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And I'm
shout
like,
out the furry community.
Shout out to them. If you guys are in it, or if you have a relative or a friend that's in it,
right.
if you have any knowledge, I want to learn.
Yeah,
so
Pat wants to know.
Leave it in the comments, whatever you can do. We want to know.
Furry nigga walk up on me.
And like just talk to you through the mask and like hit on you. Like how what's that
I
like?
Yeah,
like
I don't know.
I would
have to see.
Know.
He
would
have to be a
what's that like? Can I put
furry.
You on a leash? Like
yeah,
can
right,
I walk
right.
you? Like, you know, I'm gonna stay my human form, or do I have to dress up also?
Because if you stay your human form, does that make you the master of the furry? Because they're a pet.
That's what I would like to do.
That's what you would like. Yes. I know.
That's what I would like to do.
I know.
If I had to dress up, I'm going with like
black cat.
I already know. Spiked collar. Yeah, for sure. What would you want to do?
I'm thinking like a fox, like.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, fox.
A sexy fox.
So if tell them they can make our costumes
we'll attend. We will pull up. It's next month.
We'll pull up.
We have time still to put this together.
Yeah. A fox and a black cat.
Yes, I would like that. Mm-hmm. Vegas part two.
I need a dramatic tale.
Yes.
All right.
I think that would be great. Too short.
Mm-hmm.
Too short just had a baby at 53.
Did he?
First baby at 53.
Did he, girl?
Yes.
Wait.
First baby.
Wait.
Yeah.
Did he?
He did. And I'm like, okay. Like,
congrats.
It's a blessing, you know? I wish I could have more. I would. I didn't think he was going to do it.
He didn't do it.
Yeah, right.
She did it. She said.
I mean,
she said it's coming.
Up until this point, though, he ain't did it.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Yeah. He did allow it.
So I wonder if he's like settling down. Mm-hmm. If that's a sign of like leaning into more civilian life, like, you know.
I feel like short been leaning into the civilian life. Don't you feel like he's been kind of leaning into it a little bit? Like, not even maybe civilian specifically, but
I wouldn't short, see you him like see a spouse.
Short at like a who?
I wouldn't see him as a spouse. I don't think. Oh, okay, I don't think he would be ready for that. Like a conventional father husband kind of role. I don't see him doing that yet. Maybe, but I could be wrong.
I could see him as a cool ass partner, but definitely a great dad. I mean, shit, he has all the knowledge in the world. His child
enough game to give everyone. Everyone involved.
Short and little short.
Yes. Welcome. I don't know if it's a girl or a boy. I should have. Right. I don't think they announced it yet, but
that's yeah. I mean, that must. That's just like destined, like if that
for happened, that to happen, yeah that it was meant that, to
that's
be.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I agree. What else has been going on? We're in a war.
We are
there
in a war.
There ain't much to say about that.
So ain't.
It's a dumpster fire going on. Politics. Trump is embarrassing the shit out of us every chance he gets.
Every time he gets on the mic.
Yeah. He just called Gavin Newsom and called him the president of the United States. Like, he's not well. Mm-hmm. He's not cognitively there.
That's the part. Like, yeah. Be what you is, but, like, you are, like... It's like slow,
yeah,
like it's
delirious.
Like really, like this shit is just like a shit show, like a full time Saturday Night Live skit.
It's a joke. It's a skit. It is a skit. Everyone is elderly, like in our government. I'm not confident. I know that he has called for other countries to secure the strait that they're trying. You know, the area of water that they're trying to block. All of these countries declined.
Yeah.
I think France was unsure or they just didn't reply yet, but everyone else like declined. It's not looking good.
No.
It's not.
Because who wants to like, no.
We
like,
need
nobody
to be humbled.
Wants to get into any kind of Trump business.
No.
Not
at all.
Not with no sense.
It never should have started, so I feel like people are definitely not going to help you with it because everyone was against it to begin with. It makes no sense. So.
Right.
I don't know. I hope for the best. I hope they wrap it up soon because it's not good. It's not a good thing. I'm looking forward to this party this weekend. I've been stressed the fuck out. I haven't been outside in I don't know how long, and I would like to have a little drink, be a little grown.
Yes.
Put on a little outfit.
Put a little outfit on.
And like see a few faces.
Right.
Is there going to be performances?
It is.
Okay.
Netta Brielle.
Okay.
R.O.D.
I saw R.O.D. perform recently and I was like, He ain't missed a beat.
He has not. He is so awesome at what he does. And he always like, he lights up the heat.
Good energy.
He lifts the energy.
He's a light for sure.
And then Silky, the people's champ.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm. And then my King Fly is hosting.
Okay.
He has a podcast called Streets is Verified.
Is that your cousin?
That's my cousin, but we was raised as siblings, but yeah.
As siblings. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I knew that was your actual family. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've seen some people go on his show.
Yeah.
Check that out. It looks good.
Yeah, I've been on there a couple times.
I saw Chippa's on there.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
He did it recently.
Okay, yeah. We do a segment, like a female-male perspective segment, like once a month on there.
That's so a good idea.
Visiting, there, yeah.
Yeah.
We always arguing. But it's cool because it's just like, that's my
brother. That's what y'all do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get some men.
Yeah. Because, it's always different.
Yeah, for sure.
Different perspective, for sure. But, he's hosting. And then DJ Papa is DJing. And he's a coalition DJ, one of the Bay Area coalition DJs.
Dope.
So yeah,
are you gonna sing?
I'm gonna perform.
I'm gonna sing you happy birthday.
Post. Yeah, you can shut it out with
you
happy
cry.
Birthday. Right.
In a different way.
I'm gonna perform last.
Okay.
And yeah, we just gonna go up. We gonna
you
have
guys,
fun.
If you want to come out and have a drink with me and cheer me up,
yes,
now is your chance.
Please come have a drink and cheer her up. And then
I will
that's
post.
Cheer me up.
Yes. Yes, and we have to celebrate her birthday.
For sure.
So please come out and join us. I need the support. Mm-hmm. I need to get out, have a big girl night, and we will have a good time. It's in Berkeley.
Berkeley, March 20th, so that's Friday.
Friday.
I want to say, don't quote me, but yes, you could. 2367 Telegraph Avenue, Cali's Lounge. In Berkeley, California. Doors open at 10.
Okay. And I will post the flyer throughout the week so you guys could make a note of it for sure. I'm excited to hear you sing too. It's been a minute. Is music like therapy for you, or do you feel like it's like survival? Like it's not an optional thing?
Both.
Both. It's therapeutic and...
It's definitely therapeutic. Album, me and Fresh did an album that wasn't a Tonight Show, Therapy, the 8-hour session.
I like that.
That was right after Jack passed. That we did that whole album in 8 hours. But I had
literally
to get it off me. I drove to LA to go do that with Fresh. We did 2 4-hour sessions. I stayed in LA 2 days. We did 2 4-hour sessions. And it was all just like a pour out. So, and I felt better after that for sure. So for sure it is, but definitely it's who I am. So it's not even optional.
Yeah.
So when people feel like, or talk about seasons ending or people or timelines on artists, like I don't hear none of that shit because it only dies when you're pretending. It only, you know what I'm saying? When you are authentically you and you're authentic in what you do, I think your music could go on for forever. Shit, until you say, till I feel like I'm done. I don't see it done.
I don't see you stopping. Mm-hmm. And I've been really impressed because, like, I paint and, like, I create, you know, different mediums. I go through a lot of creative blocks that last a year at a time. Like it's really frustrating. I think my mental illness plays a big part in it. I think my meds play a big part in it. But it's very frustrating when I want to get something out and I can't.
Right.
Do you ever, I don't know of a time that I haven't seen you active. Like, do you ever have periods where like you have a block?
Probably when I lost my dad for a second, but I wouldn't even call it a block, just a
resting
period. I don't want to right now.
You
know
had to
what
take
mean?
Some time for sure.
But a block, no, because I could be in my car, I could be
it's
in the
still
shower
there.
And it
yeah.
just it just comes. So
you're really blessed
that's
in
a,
that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's a blessing though.
Yeah.
I count
you don't
myself,
you don't
really.
Have interruptions.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's really amazing to see.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how I was gonna bring it up, but loss. We've both experienced a lot of loss. You've suffered tremendous loss.
Mm-hmm.
for those that don't know, she was in a relationship with Jacka, and you know, you're not known for that, but you mm-hmm. are known, you know, for being in a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And it was hard to witness mm-hmm. when he passed. It was very hard because you don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a long time thing. That wasn't like a fling. That was like years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And,
right.
Do you feel like I'm not going to ask if you've gotten over it, but have you gotten better with, processing, sitting with that kind of loss? I haven't seen mm-hmm. you date anybody. Like, do you see yourself dating?
I date. I just date privately.
Okay.
As much as possible. If you know, you know. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Have I processed Jack's loss? No, because it was dumb. Like, it was not supposed to happen. I'm definitely not as broken, and I was fragile as fuck for a second. You feel what I'm saying? Because that was my dog too. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I know him, and I can hear him, and it's just push, press.
Absolutely.
You feel me? Forward, and it's the mob. It's not. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, mm-hmm. like, that's what it is. So And I'm so grateful. You know, we never screamed that out loud. That was also what was in MySpace days. That began maybe like MySpace
beginning, maybe. Yeah,
and like, or the beginning of the gram. But yeah, but we wasn't hella loud about our relationship. But again, if
but
you knew, you
those
knew
of
that
us that
everybody,
were around,
because I was outside for sure. But like that, what I experienced, like, even like, let's move that part out the way, to be able to watch him create, to be able to know his mind and see where that kind of, like, I feel like he's like how I, why I rap, not why I rap, but why it's so easy for me, because of the people that I was up under. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
For sure.
And Jack was a dope energy, a dope person, a dope presence. He was a player too. You know what I'm saying? But that didn't bother.
He didn't play about you.
Right.
So regardless of any of that, I was there. So I know.
But that was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was just always my friend. Yeah, and it was a devastating blow. But I gained a whole family from that chapter. Like, Huss is still my brother. Like, them is still my brothers. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I'm still, like, mob queen. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And I
100%.
I earned that respectfully. You feel me? Quietly. And I just soaked up so much. I just feel definitely honored to have been in his presence and been able to, you know, even work together and share gifts and shit like that together. Like, music, that's something I always have. So.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, I'm happy to hear that you are dating and, you know, continuing life and, you know,
optimistic. It's a new day. It's a new era in dating. You feel what I'm saying?
It's very different. I'm not even interested in dating. Like, I ain't dated in 2 years, I guess. Yeah. Like, I've had friends here and there, but, like, no.
It's difficult. But I think people make shit complicated. Like, you know me, I love hard. I'm loyal than a motherfucker. Like,
right.
You said, there's one relationship people know of, and that was, you know, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people know who I am, who I deal with right now, and some don't. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm not so pressed on pushing it out because people is so catty and snaky.
Right.
And,
You're being safe.
Like, yeah, I'm just being safe right now.
That's
you feel what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. If I ever date again, I'll probably take that approach also, because mm-hmm. I've dealt with people like there's a whole group of bitches that'll just want to sit on a dick that you've been on, like, man, just because it's about you. It has nothing to do with him. It's about you. And I had to learn that the hard way, but like multiple times. Yeah, it's like, bitch, get at me if that's how you feel. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? Don't. What are you wasting the time with him for?
But
like,
they know better though. Like, but they will secretly sit on some shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, and just get the thrill. Just
yes, they know, and they get a thrill from it just because of you. And that's, I had to tell an ex, like, it had nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, he knew. Mm-hmm. He knew that. You took the bait anyway. But you fell for it.
Like, young girls need to know, like, that's so whack, sis.
I've never been on that. I've you never looked at a woman, like, and been like, I'm gonna fuck her man.
This,
like,
my thing.
Like, what?
If you feel like you gotta start competing and doing all the weird shit and
behind the scenes
messaging
though.
And you know what I'm saying, and following niggas and yeah. and antagonizing them as you think he talked to, like, it, walk away, sis. Like, for real. Like, yeah. I don't have energy.
It's misused energy. Yeah. You need to channel that and do something way better with it that would actually benefit you.
And sometimes it's not what you want.
Right. It's never going to be what you want. But it's just to the point also where it's like, I'm too old and I'm definitely not fighting over no man. Right. Like, I'm going to let you have him. I'm going to gift wrap him for you. Because at that point, I don't want him back. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you can have mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. You can have all of it. It's just weird. Like, when I learned that there were women that would actually do that, like, listeners mm-hmm. started sending money to someone, my last partner, behind my back. And he took it. And then he was passing it on to me without me knowing, though. But, like, you know, he was helping me out. Come to find out, it was coming from a listener. Yeah. And then, like, she got his name tattooed and was, like, messing with him and stuff. It was weird. But, like,
the obsession with you.
Yeah, that's what it stemmed from. Like, you was a fan, bitch. Right. And that's how you handle, like, what? Yeah. Your admiration or whatever it is, your obsession. It's not safe. It's not safe. So keep your people, your partners, keep it quiet about your partners, because it's not safe. People will do weird shit and have weird intentions. And that blew my mind.
And I don't even think you got to be quiet if you don't want to be, but just be prepared for it. You feel what I'm saying? And have an understanding with your partner that it's going to come.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Give them a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, what else do I got? I'm just out of it today.
It's okay.
I was going to do some write-ins, but I don't really feel up to it. I'm going to be honest. I took some medicine before I came, but, like, I'm headed to the hospital when I leave here.
Yeah, and okay.
I just want to not get it over with, mm-hmm. but, like, get it done so that we can move on and, mm-hmm. like, start the healing and, you know, and make sure everything is smooth. Like, I have a lot of anxiety about tomorrow, so it's hard for me, but...
Yeah.
This year has been full of uncomfortable transitions for mm-hmm, me. Like, mm-hmm. I lost my co-host. I lost that friendship who was like a family member to me.
I was wondering.
I haven't really announced anything about it, but like, her absence is obvious, you mm-hmm. know, but I've been keeping it going and I'm happy to be able to work freely, creatively, and get with a lot of people that I've wanted to have come in. Thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. So I do have a lot more creative freedom now, but that's a hard transition and I'm still grieving that. And then another best friend, like, is struggling with some health shit. Like, I feel like I'm kind of being buried, but I'm trying to keep smiling. Like, it's rough. This year has been rough.
Make sure you allow yourself to, you know, to feel how you feel. Definitely can't.
I'm sitting with my feelings mm-hmm. and processing everything. And like I said, I try to look for the lesson in everything. Mm-hmm. And I trust that everything happens when it's supposed to and how it's supposed to. So I don't question anything. And, you know, I'm trying to be more secure in, like, my own position and the parts that I play and shit. And, mm-hmm. you know, but change is rough for me.
Right.
Like, I have OCD. And so, like, I like routines, mm-hmm. breaking my routines and mm-hmm. throwing me off my schedules and shit, like, and having major changes like that in my life. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I am struggling. It's hard,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
it'll get better. Gotta get better.
Well, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
That's the only thing that keeps me, you know, pushing, because I know, like, it's gonna get better.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for You're coming welcome. And sitting with me.
Of course.
My beautiful
you for
friend.
Me.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. I had fun.
You guys check out her projects. Where can they get your catalog of music and all
Apple
the good
music.
Stuff?
Just look up Deltrice, Deltrice, and then if you want to hear the rapper part of me, then you would look up Bella, but it would all fall pretty much under Deltrice. My Instagram is The Voice, DAVOICE, still STILL. And then I'm Deltrice Bella on Facebook. I don't really be on there. I'm an Instagram.
Yeah.
Brat, but yeah, Deltrice Bella on Facebook and TikTok.
You're yeah. on TikTok too.
Yeah.
I'm not
I'm
over
trying.
There.
I don't really be doing
I need
that,
to
right?
learn. Yeah.
Well, TikTok, you'll be viral. Like,
yeah. I mean, that's where a lot of people yeah. are. So I got to just like get comfortable yeah. with going over there. Learning a new platform is kind of hard for me too. The changes,
right.
learning
right.
something new, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, mm-hmm. that's definitely good for exposure.
Yeah.
So yeah, check out her stuff. You'll love it. I'm, like I said, I'm not bringing y'all nobody that isn't worthy. That's not amazing, you know. Only amazing people. So yeah, tell us what you think. Leave us some comments. And yeah, thank you for joining us. Bye. We'll be right back.